This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today on whether former President Trump can stay on the ballot in 2024. Colorado booted him from the GOP primary ballot there, saying he incited the riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The 14th Amendment provision bars those who engaged in insurrection from holding office, and that was the rationale the Colorado Supreme Court used for taking Donald Trump off the state's primary ballot, pointing to his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election and the ensuing Capitol riot. The High Court today will hear Trump's appeal, holding the fate of his bid for a White House return in its hands.
On his way back to the U.S. now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken left the troubled Middle East this morning. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu apparently is rejecting outright Hamas's response to a proposed ceasefire plan. The AP's Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
The emerging deal calls for an extended pause in fighting in exchange for the release of many of the hostages, the Israeli hostages that Hamas is holding. Now, Hamas issued its own counterproposal. It doesn't want a pause in fighting. It wants a complete halt. It also wants Israel to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. These include many who are serving terms for deadly attacks on Israelis. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the Hamas proposal delusional.
Still no word on the fate of those five U.S. Marines after their helicopter went down during bad weather in the Southern California mountains. U.S. officials say Iraq's government was not notified ahead of that U.S. drone strike that killed a militia commander in Baghdad. The U.S. says the commander of the Kataib Hezbollah militia is responsible for planning and participating in attacks on American troops in the region. This is AP News. Now to security at the Super Bowl.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known threats to the Super Bowl or the city of Las Vegas at this time. But Mayorkas says they don't want a repeat of what happened during the AFC Championship game in Baltimore when the contest was stopped in the first quarter for several minutes.
The timeout was called by security officials at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore when an unidentified drone flew over the stadium. It does not require much imagination to understand the significant threat such an incident could pose.
The air around Allegiant Stadium has been designated by the Federal Aviation Administration as a no-drone zone. TSA officers have been trained to spot human trafficking, and extra agents will be added to handle record post-game crowds. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.